Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Deuteronomy. Why do I say Deuteronomy? I don't know. Deuteronomy chapter 8 in the World English Bible, and we're going to read the whole chapter, and this is what it says. You shall observe to do all the commandments which I command you today, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers. You shall remember all the way which Yahweh your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and allowed you to be hungry, and fed you with manna, which you didn't know, neither did your fathers know, that he might teach you that man does not live by bread only, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of Yahweh's mouth. Your clothing didn't grow old on you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. You shall consider in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so Yahweh your God disciplines you. You shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For Yahweh your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of springs, underground water flowing into valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land which you shall eat bread without scarcity, you shall not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you may dig copper. You shall eat and be full, and you shall bless Yahweh your God for the good land which he has given you. But beware lest you forget Yahweh your God in not keeping his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes, which I commanded to you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built fine houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart might be lifted up, and you forget Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness with venomous snakes and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who poured water out for you out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers didn't know, that he might humble you and that he might prove you to do you good at your latter end, unless you stay in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But you shall remember Yahweh your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is today. It shall be, if you shall forget Yahweh your God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you today that you shall surely perish. As the nations that Yahweh made to perish before you, so you shall perish, because you wouldn't listen to Yahweh your God's voice. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want to listen to your voice today. We want to be quiet and hear it. We want to hear that still, small voice of encouragement. Forgive us for listening to our own voices, which are either full of pride and puffing up, or they could be these condemning voices that are constantly berating ourselves, which that's the latter for me. Lord, I want to listen to your voice instead. Lord, we thank you for this passage, another one of my most favorite chapters of the Bible, talking about the importance of not forgetting you, the importance of understanding that everything comes from your hand. And I really like in the beginning where it talked about the fact that you allowed them to hunger so that you could satisfy them. I'm reminded of the feeding of the 5,000 where there were hungry people and you gave them bread to eat. And I'm reminded of how you quoted this scripture about bread in your own wilderness, Jesus, when you were tempted by the enemy. You said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I love how well steeped in the Torah you were, Jesus, and how you understood it so well, so much so that you were able to quote it back to the enemy of your soul and the enemy of all of our souls. And so we thank you for that beautiful transition between Old Testament and New Testament, this hyperlink of man shall not live by bread alone. And Lord, in light of that, economic prosperity is basically being able to eat and being able to shelter ourselves. And Lord, we should be content with those two things, but we often, especially in a world like I particularly live in, which is wealthy, we can run to that. And I just shudder to think how often I do. Please forgive me for doing that. Please help me to acknowledge you, Lord. We don't want to be prideful when it comes to our wealth. We don't want to point to ourselves and say, I did that and I am super cool. I'm reminded of Pray Every Day, actually, and how many people have downloaded this this podcast. I could not have done it. It is only you. You get all the glory. So Lord, we want to just live today in such a way that we give you the glory for the things that you have done. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. We need you. We surrender to you. We give you everything. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Carolyn Rice, and she has a book that I want to share with you about. It's called Love by the Father, A Woman's Bible Study Through John and 1 John. She says this, walk through the books of John and 1 John with Carolyn as she helps you pull out the truths of God's love for you. Oh, I need that so much. Find questions and journaling prompts that help you grow closer to your Heavenly Father and realize you are loved beyond measure. You can find Loved by the Father, A Woman's Bible Study Through John and 1 John at carolynsbooks.com. And her name is spelled with a Y, so it's carolynsbooks.com. Carolyn, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I see such a beautiful alignment between both of our ministries. So I'm just grateful to have this partnership.